Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Scioto County's financial fight for opioid funds. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Over the course of 18 years, Ohio and its communities are receiving about $2 billion from pharmaceutical companies to compensate for harm caused by opioids. The Ohio Newsroom is following the money. This is our settlement story of the month. Scioto County, home to Portsmouth in southern Ohio, was slammed by the opioid epidemic. For years, it's had one of the highest drug overdose death rates in the state. Because of that, some people there feel the county deserves more funds from opioid settlements than it's getting. George Shilcock with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU reports.
Jay Hash drove me around Portsmouth to tell me more about the town and its history. He's the founder of Hope Source, a treatment center in Portsmouth. He points out the city's famous flood wall murals and other landmarks, plus the abundance of treatment facilities here.
That was used to be a car dealership, and this used to be a regular, not treatment center-owned garage. And so things that used to be a Holiday Inn is now a counseling center.
In the past decade, Scioto County has had Ohio's worst overdose death rate. From 2015 to 2020, 80 out of every 100,000 people there died from an opioid overdose. For comparison, the second highest rate in Montgomery County was 65 overdose deaths per every 100,000 people.
That it happened here first isn't such a big deal. That's just kind of a timeline thing. But that it happened the way it happened here and the lingering effects of that, it's significant.
In 2021, the state of Ohio announced a massive $800 million settlement agreement with the nation's three largest opioid distributors. To determine where that money goes, the state created a formula that prioritizes populous communities like Cincinnati and Cleveland so they get more money than smaller ones like Scioto County. County officials there called it an insult, so they rejected that statewide settlement. Instead, they wanted to continue the lawsuit independently with hopes of getting a bigger payout. But their case is stuck in a court in Northeast Ohio, and they haven't been able to move forward. In the meantime, the county is missing out on payments, even if they would have been small, that other counties are receiving. Since the first statewide settlement, Scioto County has agreed to other statewide settlements. County officials declined to comment about their change in strategy. At a February meeting for the One Ohio Recovery Foundation Board, Commissioner Scotty Powell said this.
I still consider us the epicenter, so if there's something we can do to be involved, I think we should.
So far, Scioto County has gotten about $800,000 from the settlement deals it's joined on to. That's a fraction of the millions larger cities have gotten. Hash, with Hope Source, says that's not fair.
If you looked at it like a math problem, then it would be a no-brainer. That's, you know, Scioto County and Barnes and Adams and, you know, could be, you know, recipients of more of a proportion of the funding than what is currently being allocated.
Joshua Lawson wrote the book, The Face of Addiction, Stories of Loss and Recovery, about Southern Ohioans. He understands why Scioto County initially wanted to go it alone, but now that it's receiving funds from other settlements, he says it's important to prioritize giving those funds to individuals and their family members.
With decades worth of suffering, loss, and death, you know, whatever we can do to ensure that money gets as close to, you know, the individuals impacted and their family members and those who have been left as they can would be the best thing to do.
Lawson says Portsmouth needs more non-clinical spaces and efforts to destigmatize addiction recovery.
I believe there's been progress made. I don't think it's as good as it could be. And recently we've seen a resurgence of some of the old prejudices and stigmas.
Overdose deaths continue to fall annually. Harm Reduction Ohio says Scioto County had 48 overdose deaths last year in 2024, which is a 40% decline from 2023. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.